This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Darkness can't quench light, but light can quench darkness, so it's not a matter of an equal balance. Darkness cannot exist in light. And that is why we've talked about the original fall and where God withdrew from Adam and Eve, because darkness entered them. It couldn't be in the same space. So rather than destroy them immediately, God's light withdrew from that.
This is your interpretation of a story which is, I don't know how many tens of thousands of years old, written in a different culture at a different time, and in a different language, and you have come up with the definition.
Well,
with the interpretation.
It's something that we believe it was inspired and written by God. And if it's written by God, the creator of the heavens and the universe, which we strongly believe.
When you say it was written by God, what do you mean by
through
that?
Man. Men sit down,
just
scribes.
To clarify that to people listening, we're talking about the Bible,
just in case
they don't know what we're talking about.
And God just wrote down what they were given
so
by God.
God wrote down the Bible.
Absolutely.
Through man.
It's God's word. The Bible is God's word.
Inspired words.
Okay.
First bit Moses actually had on tablets there. Right.
Part of the tablets at the Mount Sinai were said to be inscribed with the finger of God. I mean, that's how important the Ten Commandments were considered, that God himself
physically wrote them.
Yeah.
An anthropomorphic view of God, then. A kind of God as a superhuman who writes
not
things.
Anthropomorphic, because it's the other way around. He made us, we didn't make him.
Ordinary people. The people he used were farmers, they were priests, they were prophets. You know, not just
so
one person.
Those people, are they then taken over by God and do exactly what God asks? Or do they retain any humanity?
Oh, he worked through their humanity. It wasn't like putting them under a deep trance or something.
So if he works through their humanity, then can there be some flaws in the way they interpret God?
I mean, I can understand you saying that, because you can understand.
Could there be an interpretation of?
I agree that humans can interpret it wrong. Is that
but wrong?
I mean, humans can interpret. You can take a Bible passage and get it wrong.
So, how do you know that? How do you know they were?
It's not something I can prove.
Okay. So it's something that you accept
deeply believe.
It has to be an act of faith. At the end of the day, any religious belief has to be an act of faith.
Yeah, evolution is an act of faith.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.